Chapter 5. The Cave. It was nearly the end of July, and it was very hot in Moomin Valley. The trees looked tired, and the river was thin and brown. Moomin Troll and his friends felt tired and hot.
"Mother," said Moomin Troll, "we don't like this weather. Find us something to do."
"Can you go to the cave for a few days?" said Moomin Mama. "It's cooler there by the sea, and you can swim all day."
"Can we sleep in the cave too?"
Moomin Troll asked excitedly.
"Of course," said Moomin Mama. "I'll get some food ready for you. You can take some pancakes."
So, Moomin Troll, Snufkin, Sniff, Snork Maiden, and the Hemulin went to the cave. It was very exciting to stay there. They put a lamp in the middle of the floor, and they made beds in the sand. They ate some of their pancakes, and Snufkin played his mouth organ. Everyone felt happy. The red glow from the sun filled the cave for a while, and then it started to get dark.
"Shall I tell you a terrible story?" Snufkin asked.
"Is it very terrible?" asked the Hemulin.
"It's quite terrible," said Snufkin.
"Okay, you can tell your story," said the Hemulin, "but I'll tell you when I get frightened."
"Good," said Snufkin. "It's a strange story. A bird told it to me. Well, there is a very high mountain at the end of the world. It is very black, and you can't see the bottom of it. You can only see clouds. But there is a house at the very top of the mountain. It is the Hobgoblin's house, and it looks like this."
Snufkin drew a house in the sand.
"Hasn't it got any windows?" asked Sniff.
"No," said Snufkin, "and it hasn't got a door or a roof. The Hobgoblin rides on a big black cat called a panther. Every night they fly out and collect rubies in the Hobgoblin's hat."
"Rubies?" asked Sniff. "Where does he get them from?"
"The Hobgoblin can change into anything," replied Snufkin, "and then he can go anywhere to find rubies. He can go under the ground and even to the bottom of the sea."
"What does the Hobgoblin do with all these rubies?" asked Sniff.
"He doesn't do anything with them. He just collects them, like the Hemulin collects plants," said Snufkin.
"What did you say?"
asked the Hemulin.
"The Hobgoblin has a house full of rubies," said Snufkin. "There are piles of them everywhere. He has put some of the rubies in the walls, and they look like the eyes of wild creatures. The Hobgoblin's eyes are red too, and they glow in the dark."
"Now I'm nearly frightened," said the Hemulin.
"This Hobgoblin is very lucky to have a house full of rubies," said Sniff.
"Well, he isn't very happy," said Snufkin. "And he won't be happy until he finds the King's ruby. That ruby is nearly as big as the Black Panther's head, and it glows like fire. The Hobgoblin has looked everywhere for it, but he hasn't found it. He's on the moon looking for it now."
"But is all this true?" asked Sniff.
"Maybe," said Snufkin, "but the bird told me more. She thinks that the Hobgoblin had a tall black hat.
He lost it a few months ago.
No!
Cried Moomin Troll. The others made excited noises.
What's that? Asked the Hemulin. What are you talking about?
The hat, Sniff told him. Do you remember the tall black hat? I found it on top of the mountain in the spring. It's the Hobgoblin's hat. Oh no, but he might come to Moomin Valley to look for his hat, said Snork Maiden. Where is it now?
It's on the table under the mirror, and nobody thinks about it much now, said Moomin Troll.
We must talk to Mother about this. Snufkin, is it a long way to the moon?
Yes, it is quite a long way, replied Snufkin. And I'm sure that it will take a long time for the Hobgoblin to look everywhere on the moon. Everyone was quiet. They were all thinking about the black hat on the table under the mirror at home. Suddenly, the Hemulin jumped and said,
Did you hear that? There's something outside.
They all listened. Was it the Hobgoblin's Black Panther?
It's only rain, said Moomin Troll. It has come after many weeks. Let's go to sleep.
And they got into their beds and went to sleep. In the morning, the Hemulin woke up suddenly. Rain was coming in through the roof of the cave, and his bed was wet.
Oh no, he cried. Yesterday was too hot, and now it's too wet.
Soon the others woke up. They were cold and wet, so they decided to go home. The rain got worse on their way back, and they could not see very well. After some time, they arrived back in the garden. Suddenly, Snork Maiden stopped.
We've come the wrong way, she said.
No, we haven't, said Moomin Troll.
Look, there's the bridge, and this is our garden. Yes, but where's the house? Asked Snork Maiden.
It was very strange. Moomin House was not there.